This guy is obviously a racist, and we should not be talking to him.
I agree.
Don't you disrespect me, little cuck! Don't you derogate or deride. You're in my world now, not your world. And I got friends on the alt right.
That's an echo, gentlemen. Just a little something we got down here in the edgy sphere. A little dank may-may, don't worry. Listen to my podcast. Put your minds at ease. I promise you that all these edgy blogs will change your ideologies. I can shift your thinking, make you a shitlord just like me. I'll look deep into your heart and soul. You do have a soul now, don't you, Eric? And turn you reactionary. I got crime stats, IQ studies, proof that Jared Diamond lied. And I got friends on the alt right.
The stats will tell.
The past, the present, and the future as well.
The stats, oh soon you'll see.
Take a little trip into your future with me.
Now you libertarians support the NAP. Autistically devoted to liberty.
I voted Ron Paul myself in 2012.
Your IQ's high.
Your time preference low. You have to realize freedom needs a solid border, though. You think Trump's a filthy statist, huh, Otis?
Of course I do, Mesa said.
He wants to build a wall, restrict H-1Bs. You just want to be free. Let people waltz on in. But freedom takes whites.
It's the whites you need.
And your only stable future's white identity. On you, little cuck, I don't want to waste much time. You've been pushed around all your life. You've been pushed around by your mother and your sister and their lovers. And if you were married,
then Tyrone would fuck your wife.
But if you move to the right, then the you I see is the alpha male you always wanted to be.
Shake my hand.
Come on, boys. Won't you shake a poor racist's hand? Yes.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Segregation Central. Neo-reaction Central. Anti-miscegenation Central.
Can you feel it? You're moving to the right.
I hope you're satisfied. But if you ain't, don't blame me. You can blame my friends on the alt-right.